Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
Coming up... Hey, I'm number two.
I'm Chappie.
Hey, I'm Jekyll.
Hey, I'm Hooligan. You gotta keep them
separated. So right now, he's going through the black book of horrible stories.
Let's make that happen.
Really appreciate Jekyll's generosity with his cooter.
You have me on track here, baby.
This is Wine and Russell's for everything.
And this is Disgruntled Discussions.
Yes, we are.
At WDVR on DVRadio.net.
And welcome to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by us, your disgruntled vets, only on DV Radio on WDVR. And I'm the only disgruntled here. I'm not going to be talking to myself, though. I'm Nevermore, and with me we have somebody that we're hoping is going to be a new host, Toden.
Hi, guys.
Hello. So, how did you get suckered into this?
Well, I'm working with Bo right now to get my podcast, Media Litter Sandwich, syndicated on DV Radio. And it seems like you need some extra hosts, so I volunteered to guest host. And it looks like I might do more than that. We'll see how it goes. You may completely hate me, so hey, I'm no stranger to that. That's cool. So we figured give this a try. But yeah, I started off doing broadcasting probably like 10 years ago, and I actually worked in professional radio for a very, very small amount of time. And I've been doing audio-visual related broadcasting stuff for quite a while, including YouTube, which actually had a small following for a while before YouTube decided that it hates creators. So, you know. So now I'm podcasting.
Yeah, I've noticed that anytime anybody wants to do anything other than something stupid on YouTube, they kind of squash your creativity. Now, if you got on there and put on makeup for 45 minutes, it'd be no problem.
I tried that. I actually had a hair tutorial because I kept being asked for it. One of the things I do when I'm at conventions, I do a ton of conventions, I put my hair up in Liberty spikes. So everyone asked me, how do you do your hair up like that in Liberty, these, you know, Liberty spikes? So I finally did a tutorial on that, and it did okay, but the one that did the most is when I was doing competition videos. We literally just had a bunch of college students running around shooting each other with Nerf guns. That has about 12, 13 million views right now. But YouTube decided it's not suitable for all audiences. So if you search for it right now, you'll either get ripped versions or you have to look through the playlists where it is.
Yeah, the only video I've ever uploaded, they didn't really appreciate. It was during a political campaign. I kind of had the mask for the opponent on, and I may or may not have just fell over. Just not going to, yeah. They didn't appreciate the content, but it is what it is. Some people have no sense of humor. So, Freedom Spikes. We're going to have to, like, get this picture so that we can, like, show the listeners Freedom Spikes.
Oh, yeah. They're easy to find. I'll send you a couple pictures, or you could even, check out some of my Facebook stuff. If you just cruise over facebook.com/Toden, you'll find it over there.
Okay, they're not going to be able to spell.
I'll send you some pictures.
I have Marine listeners. You're going to have to spell Toden.
Oh, gee, thanks. Well, let me finish munching on this crayon, and then I'll spell check it for you. T-O-A-D-E-N. So that's Toad with an E-N at the end. E-N at the N, not E-N-A-T-N. That's Toden, just Toden. Now it just confused everybody, which is beautiful.
Yeah, right? So,
I assume it will be in the description.
Joining us. I have to see you. Yeah, and if he does, he's going to come in talking, so yay. We might have... DV6 join us here in a second, but
oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I'm waiting for an answer because you know how he pushes buttons and stuff? Yeah. It's going to be awesome. And watch it not let me be able to add a call. Oh, I hate Skype so much.
I personally don't use it anymore.
Yeah, I kind of hope that we figure out a new and better way eventually, but we'll see.
Yeah, I got some suggestions. We could always talk later on. I use a totally different system, and a lot of large companies are actually leaving Skype. You know, there's a lot of other. That's part of the audiovisual extra work I do. It's talking about conferencing systems. So, yeah, a lot of people use Skype just because it comes with all the Microsoft stuff. But there's other systems out there that are doing pretty well.
I think the way they edit and everything, this was just the easiest, not expensive setup. But Skype has a mind of its own. Some days it doesn't mm-hmm. even want you to do a call, you know. Mm-hmm. Some days I can add people, some days I can't. I don't know what's going on with this, but I'm pretty sure they're sick of us talking about how bad we hate doing radio, but do radio. So, since you joined us...
I love radio. I absolutely love radio. And if I didn't get laid off from the only real... Well, I worked at several stations. The only real station I worked at in 08, I think I would still be at a radio station. But everyone got laid off in 08, and I found a new thing after that. And that's when I got involved in video. But man, radio is a weird world. No money, but a really weird world.
Yeah, there's definitely no money. But since you're new to the disgruntled, I'll go ahead and get number two's favorite segment out of the way. And what are you drinking? I have no one to ask, but Toden, what are you drinking?
Well, I have my large dysfunctional veterans does not play well with civilians coffee mug with me, which I have some cinnamon tea in it. And maybe a couple shots of Jaeger.
Maybe not.
A couple shots of Jaeger. It's a nice relaxing, you know, tone. It's not to party. It's just it's the end of the night, relaxing drink.
Yeah, I've told the boys they've got to clean up their act a little bit, so they probably won't be happy with it, but it'll be okay. So, one of the other things we normally do is we talk about what's been going on in the world of disgruntled. Well, we've been missing for a while, with good reason. Let's see, number two is working on currently graduating, moving, getting out of the guard. Chappie decided to get married, go to NCO school, go to the field. So he's been missing. And then I decided I was going to move and I didn't have internet out in bumfucked Egypt. So I had to wait until they came and ran all new lines and stuff. So we're back with new hosts, hopefully. Yay. You got anything new going on that maybe your fans would listen to?
Let's see. We just, what's our newest podcasts? We released one about the Startup Bus, which is an entrepreneurship hackathon competition. When I say hackathon, I'm talking about like putting stuff together, either digital or real, and creating a thing. And in this case, they create businesses. So they have 3 days on a bus to create a business. And then they pitch it. This year, there's like 20 some odd buses, and they all meet in New Orleans. So we talked to the guy that assembled the Startup Bus in Detroit. And coming up soon, our next podcast we're releasing, which will probably be the week this one's released, I assume, that'll be with Kevin MacLeod. He is the most used musician online. You have heard his music. You probably don't know his name, but his music's been in, I think it's something like 74 million YouTube videos right now. But yeah, so he's on talking about open source music and how what a pain in the ass it is to give music away for free. And and some other fantastic stuff. He's always a blast to have on.
I think we have a DV6 with us now. Not really sure if he's muted or not. Nothing. Dead air.
I can't hear him either.
What's going on, DV6?
Not much. And we're echoing. We will wait.
You might want to turn your camera off.
No, it's not the camera's fault.
Say hi to Toden.
Where are we at in the show? Is this is the pre-record show?
No, we're recording, but it's okay.
That's what I meant. We're not live.
No.
This fucker got a mug. Where's my mug?
That's not a mug, but that works.
All right. Sorry I'm late, but I got stuck in traffic. I'm here now. Noah, this ain't my show, so you guys are in the driver's seat. What the hell is going on? I think I know that. So, is it Toden?
Yes,
you can
sir.
Call him Toad.
Don't fucking start that shit. well, and I don't know how much you said before, so I'm just going to maybe repeat what you guys probably said. But he's got his own thing going, but I just want to say thank you for the birthday fundraiser. Facebook allows individuals to use their birthday as a fundraising tool for a charity of their choice, and a lot of you folks out there have been selecting DV Farm, which is greatly appreciated. Sometimes if I see it, I will always mainline it to the page because I can verify that charity, you know.
That it was amazing. I never expected to break $1,000 on that. Never expected.
If it goes up, it's those are tough to do individually, and when it gets up on a page with a few likes, and what made yours unique, and everybody pay attention to what I'm about to say, is he didn't use the standard generic line that Facebook gives you. He added a few words of wit from his own head. And it was something along the lines of, hey, you know, instead of, you know, buying me drinks and all that, take that money and donate it to the DV Farm Homeless Vets.
Yeah, if that $1,000 was used to buy me drinks, I probably wouldn't be alive right now.
Well, let's get a few more people not alive. His thing, you can find it on his personal page.
It did end. It ended the night after my birthday.
What was the... What did you reach?
The total was $1,074.
Not bad, not bad. I think your original goal was 300 or something.
Yes, the original goal was 300. That blew it out of the way. I didn't think I would
even. That's awesome. 300. No, that's good. That's good. There's another young lady out there that Sarah C. or forget her name, but she had her set at 200, and last I checked, it was at 300. We mainlined that. Again, we're talking about those birthday fundraisers that you can do to raise money for your charity. Yeah, that's good. There was one guy that did that same thing, $300 or whatever. It was the first time I'd seen one of those, and I threw it up on the page. And I think he, at the end of that, Facebook allowed him to extend it. It lasted like 2 or 3 weeks, and he raised $2,600. We're still waiting on that here. It takes like up to 90 days for Facebook to process. The good thing about that, though, is Facebook does not, as much as we give Facebook a hard time, and deservedly so, they don't charge anything. They don't take a percentage. And I just, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
No.
Hello?
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, I hit a button. I can't hear myself. Shit. I'm like, I see him stroking his beard, but. Do you hear me? All right, so
I'm listening contently to you.
Yeah, you got a better setup than I do.
I got a studio in the other room you're welcome to use if you're ever in the Detroit area.
Detroit. I have to get up there eventually to see somebody I know, but, so that's a possibility.
What a coincidence.
You know who I'm talking
about? No, I don't.
I thought everybody left Detroit. It's half the population now.
Yeah, but it's doing really well. I work downtown Detroit, and compared to 6 years ago, it's unrecognizable. It's so much better of a place right now.
Did you vote some people out of office that were lying in their pockets?
Some of them went to jail.
Yeah, I heard about that. A lot of them went to jail.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a few more that need to go.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So while we're discussing fundraisers, my favorite way to do it is through Amazon Smiles, because I like shop like hell, and it's easy to just set up for Amazon Smiles to go straight to the DV farm. I don't really pick anybody else, but that's another great way if you're
Smile.amazon.com. Bo has me trained well.
Like, there you go.
That's another one. They give 0.05 of every dollar purchased to a charity of your choice, which we are listed. That's awesome. Before I was so rudely interrupted, what is the what are y'all talking about besides that?
We're talking about basically radio, because we've been gone so long, and don't hit that button. We've been gone so long, and I was explaining where we've been, and everybody's moving, and all kinds of crap has hit the fan. So we're back, but tonight didn't work out to have number two and Chappie. He got some bad news.
We love
right
hearing the
show.
Sweet, sweet sound of the voice of DV6.
Oh yeah, sure. Yeah.
I it's hard for me to even listen to these podcasts. I don't know. I know why now. The truck drivers love listening to our podcast. And a voice like this will keep you awake.
See, that's funny, because when I first heard about DV Radio, everybody would come in and say, when you would post, "I can't sleep," they would say, "Hey, go listen to DV Radio. It might knock you out. Help you sleep."
Well,
I had one worse when my first podcast was renamed by a fan base, the Nod Spot. And there was a whole parody video of a guy. It was a video podcast, so he actually put on wigs and makeup and stuff for each one of us and passing out, like, and just falling asleep while, you know, during the parody. It was fantastic.
I forgot what I was going to say.
I don't think I've ever fallen asleep recording, but anything's possible.
In the old days, a former host of the show got drunk on air, and it was hours and hours of dead air. Somebody passed out drunk.
I've cleaned up the radio some, and now that we're back and have a couple of people that are going to help fill in when I can't record because this lovely face disease I've got going on that, you know, makes pain shoot through your eyeball. I hate wearing headphones, but it is what it is. But we're trying to make a comeback for the last time, hopefully, before we get canceled. Oh, wait, he's here. He can cancel us anytime.
So let me get some background on the guy. Is that Toden? Is that your like call sign or is that your name?
It's been my nickname for a very long time. I'm very easy to find because all you have to do is Google Toden. And my main website's Toden.com. So I'm very easy to find. It could be my call sign. And I'll be your bodyguard. And you could call me Al.
Toden, adjective, having qualities of or similar to that of a toad. These similarities may be physical, sonic, or just metaphorical, similar to the words wooden and leaden.
Or I could
the
just
car
be the
jumps
Michigan,
every time you start
coat.
It. I'd say it's a Toden car. Okay. That's Urban Dictionary.
Could just remind people of the Michigan horny toad, because I am from Michigan and I can't verify anything else.
All right. Well, Brent, what's your background for the military?
Marine Corps, 2001, 2005 active duty. I was actually in boot camp during 9/11. So I signed up during peacetime, damn it.
You didn't need an excuse like terrorists. You said you wanted to serve. What'd you do? Well, I know every Marine's a rifleman, but I've seen some of you guys. But
I'll admit, I was a pogue. I was a warehouse guy. I drove a forklift most of the time.
I mean, technically, you know, compare me to, well, I, yeah. I mean, I'm a Poe compared to operators and stuff, so.
You're not a
there's always
vet?
Somebody bigger and badder out there.
I came home with some amazing gear that I still I may have some stuff.
Good for you.
Being a supply guy, so.
Got any nods? Statue of Limitations is over, so you got any nods?
I'm unfamiliar with that term.
Night vision goggles.
Oh, no. That was one thing that we did not touch because they had serial numbers on it.
I've sold them long before. Yeah. As soon as I got Campbell.
We had one guy. Well, I was supplied. So many people I know that was in my shop got arrested and put in the break for just doing stupid stuff. And one of which was night vision goggles. Tries to sell them to the Master Gunny's friend. Well, right next to the base. Come on.
How about this sailor that just got busted for stealing grenades?
Oh, so dumb.
Yeah. Supposedly for the cartel.
Most of the stuff I got was going to be either, you know, was either going to be donated or given away buried. A lot of the stuff was actually going to be buried or burned because it was cheaper to do that or give away to locals than it was to ship it back home.
True.
So.
True. So, it doesn't matter what your job is. From what I wasn't in this current conflict.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was. Not me, but according to everything I've heard and talked to all these guys, it didn't matter that if you were a Pogue or not, the war came to you.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know, it's a bad day when your favorite port of shitter got shrapnel in it. That was a bad day.
Yeah. Do you miss the flies?
No. No, the I think the British did. I worked with the British for a little while, and they actually used to keep the ones I worked with actually would keep count of their fly kills up on the wall, try to keep the carcasses and everything.
Did you guys have any pets?
I did not. Well, we had a couple of huge rats during my first deployment.
Sure, there were rats and not gerbils. I mean that seriously, because that's where gerbils are. There's a lot of gerbils out there in the desert. That's where they're at. They're desert.
Yeah. Is that where gerbils come from?
They're originally from Mongolia, you know, but they're in Iraq and in Saudi Arabia and all over there. I had a couple pets. Nah, I didn't do nothing freaky, but I had a couple gerbils. If I had my pictures, everything of mine's gone, but I had pictures putting this thing through water ops. I took them into Iraq on one of our first air assault missions, you know, when we're flying around. Yeah, I got this fucking gerbil squared away, and he was huge. And then, of course, the lizards. I didn't have no problems with the spiders.
Yeah, the second deployment, we had a cat for a little bit until some idiot decided to throw it in one of our shipping containers and spooked the hell out of it. And ended up getting ran over after it ran out.
People. This is why I fucking hate people. You know? Fuck. What are your thoughts on that VA nominee? Somebody's saying for he's obviously a DV. Have you heard about this guy? Fucking have an angry outburst and drinking on the job.
I have not. Go ahead, educate us, Six.
No, I missed that. Yeah, there's people coming forward and saying, you know, a lot of people like he's toxic and stuff. But the only thing I've heard so far is he occasionally day drinks. Well, you know, hey, what else? And then Trump is proposing to forgive disabled vets to college debt. Did you hear about that?
I already paid all my college off, though.
Well, go back to school, Toten. Go back to school. Yeah,
I'll go. Oh, I could get a PhD. I get a master's and PhD. I could be Dr. Toad.
Dr. Toad. Page of Dr. Toad. Man.
Yeah, I actually taught at a university for about 3 years. I was an assistant teacher, so I wasn't the main professor, but that was a fun job. That was a fun for the university I worked at, which was we were able to create our own program pretty much. That was a really fun job.
So what are you doing? So what are you doing now besides using your birthday once a year to raise money your favorite charity?
My day job is an audiovisual support specialist, and Barney Down style, that just means I play with microphones, projectors on a corporate level. For integrated rooms, so a conference room with microphones, and then your whole audio system.
So you set all that shit up,
and then, when people like you that don't know how to work it, break stuff, we come running in and fix it.
If I could afford it, I would hire you. Jesus. You should see how I do Facebook Live. Everybody else has got split screens, quad screens, and this and that. And the way I bring somebody in when I don't have is with another phone. I put a, I pick the phone up, and there you go. Well, so
I don't know how to split screen it either. I think you have to have like an iPhone or something. I don't know. I don't go live.
An iPhone.
I don't go live.
Don't make fun of my accent now.
Yeah, don't make fun of my accent.
You're going to tell your cousin, JJ?
He's not my cousin.
Oh. Is that for the record?
You really don't listen to our podcast. Chappie let that cat out of the bag, like, wide open, so it's no big secret now. And you don't listen to his podcasts either, because I actually start on his.
You know what? One of my biggest pet peeves is, and I change this over real quick because I just saw it again in a comment thread on either Veteran Humor page or your page. But when somebody's calling somebody a pogue, and you spell it P-O-G-U-E, that's not pogue. What the fuck? You're a pogue. Do you even know what a pogue is to be called? Oh my god, a pogue! Oh my god,
this is my favorite. This is my favorite. You're like, you're not a grunt, you're an effing pogue. It's like, yeah, that's what pogue means, person other than grunt. I mean,
wait, what's a pogue?
Pogue?
A pierogi? Well, no,
pierogi.
Hungry.
And
pogue? I don't know.
Oh, man. And the other thing that's going on, I don't know if we should even go there, but apparently trying to secure the country, you got to fight the court. You know, everybody that has a hair across their ass, you got to go to court. So here we are. Correct me if I'm wrong. When he got elected, was this travel ban was a temporary travel ban from the countries with the, you know, where the vetting of the people was not as good as we like it to be. And we were going to temporarily halt that so that we could implement new changes and look at it and see what we could do to make it safer. Here we are now in year two of the presidency, and the third time we're coming along. Why do we even need to ban? I would think that all this time they were working to fix it, but that really wasn't a question. It was more of a rant.
We are known for rants, so.
Well, I'm not. No.
Yeah, we like. I don't know. Sometimes you rant, especially if you break something.
Wonder if I could send this in. I got to show Toden. Let me see if I can do this. Okay. How do you? Okay, send. It's not an image. It's
not. He doesn't have bow. It's not a
clip. Where's the little paper clip on the comment thing? Is that? Which is send file. Okay, here we go. All right, opening up. Go to my little cheat sheet here. All right, that would be under.
Very afraid.
Hold on, he's going to like this. Okay, not that one. Not that one. Not that one. I know I saved it. It'd be under H for you know who. A, B, C, D, E, F, H, I.
I think you missed a couple letters.
Yeah, maybe it's under, you're right, maybe it's under this one. Oh, man, I didn't, oh, you know, I know I say, maybe it's under this one. Ooh, that's a lot, yep. A, B, C, D.
Are you sure it's that one? It might be the one below it.
Where the hell did I put it? I'll have to go into chat. It's on my phone. I'll put it, you know what? I'll put it in disgruntled chat, and then she can upload it to, oh, I got a message. Oh, that's old. How do you do this?
Six just got a message. He just got a message. It's probably very old.
board message.
While he's figuring that out, we are going to take a short break and then finish our last 30 minutes. Sorry, folks. Only going to be an hour episode, so we'll be right back after these messages, or lack of, I don't know.
DV Radio.
I'm here with DV Recoil, Google, SRP, and Boner Wood. My special guest is Marquis Davis.
People fucking go, this show sucks. Well, you should hear the pre-show.
We have about 30 inches.
Go down to Pound Town. Been to Pound Town?
I didn't see a box from Tasteful Treasures.
You've never taken that much, have you?
Yes.
I like the feeling between my butt cheeks.
You should see it. I just blew two lights in the kitchen.
That wasn't the only thing you blew.
Everybody's up my ass.
Let me pull it up real quick.
You're not complaining, though.
This has been a lot of fun. We should stay in touch.
Well, yes, yeah, Zach. If you've got a show idea, a veteran-owned business to promote, a veteran-based organization, or even a news article that's crazy enough to potato for the junk in the news segment.
What's the best way to reach you? Email?
Well, yes. You can send an email to info@dvradio.net. I promise your email will not be deleted.
Radio. You know what really grinds my gears?
So many people think they think I care about their opinion, but I don't.
You know what I mean, Dan. You know what I mean. I love you. Now get out of my room.
Oh, you want to go and I press charges? Look, I'm a disabled and I have problems.
Leave us your 30-second rant on dysfunctionalveterans.com so you can hear it on the upcoming episode of Barracks Talk, only on dvradio.net.
You, America. Fuck you.
Ever shop online at smile.amazon.com? Why not give back to the DV Farm by making it your charity of choice? No extra fees or hidden costs, and a portion of your purchase goes directly towards the DV Farm, located in Gilsum, New Hampshire, and helping to continue its mission. That's smile.amazon.com, and be sure DV Farm is your charity of choice. For more information about the DV Farm, please go to dvfarm.org.
And welcome back to Disgruntled Discussions, brought to you by Disgruntled Vets on DV Radio. Only on WDVR, and I'm Nevermore, and with me we have Toden and DV6.
I thought I was never here.
Huh?
You're Nevermore, I'm never here.
Never ready, whatever other names you've come up with. If y'all are wondering why I'm laughing, because these two have their cameras on, and somebody might have been picking their nose.
Might have been.
That's an alleged. You're alleging something.
So it's been a while since I've gotten to actually listen to DV Radio. Sorry. What's going on the farm there, DV6?
Well, before we get in the farm, remember I was asking you guys about that VA nominee that's been accused of day drinking and all that? Somebody just sent a thing into DV. And they memed him. He's in uniform. And it says, I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look. I'm preempting the DV page to get that up right now.
Oh, of course you are, because, you know, you're the band king. Why not, right?
While we were on break, I was showing Toden some of the stuff that's gotten me banned in the past.
I don't even know how you have any accounts.
Oh, man.
What happened, Toden?
I just clicked on that tab, and then the first thing I see is something no man should ever see.
The baby picture with the penis?
No, the Hillary Clinton one.
Oh, yeah.
That man.
Yeah, that's
I guess it's better than Arby's. I don't know. I'm scared.
Well, she found the beef.
Yes, she did. Schedule 9:40.
At least we can't get banned on podcasts yet.
Yet. Net neutrality did officially go away, I believe, so we'll find out.
Oh, let's not get on that subject. That'll start a fight.
Yeah, I'd have to go get my gigantic Reese's mug for that one.
Schedule 9:40, 21:40 for you fucks. All right. So while we are gone, one of the things, I don't know. Well, I'm not in charge of this fucking episode, so do your thing, and then.
Well, I just asked you what's new on the farm, and you squirreled.
What's new on the farm? Okay.
Any events or anything coming up?
Let him talk. Hey, let's keep interrupting. I'm saying he should talk.
Dead air. Well, let me tell you something. So, for those who don't know, we are a long-term rehab program for homeless vets with drug and alcohol and chronic homelessness issues. We're not a emergency shelter. We're not a farm where we're out there tilling the fields. We do have work projects and stuff like that with a purpose and everything. Every vet here is given responsibility from the day they come through the door. Might be shoveling shit when they first get here to operating heavy equipment once they've earned the trust of the farm manager and demonstrated the responsibility and the know-how on how to do it. And we do that, and it's long-term rehab. I mean, these guys can stay here up to 2 years if they continue to need the services and are progressing. We just surpassed, I think, everybody. This is on a whole. We have not had a relapse or a program failure in over 7 months. That is awesome. And for, you know, when you're running with multiple people, you know, we only have 4 or 5 beds, but, you know, it happens a lot. And I got to say, knock on wood, my guys are doing awesome at that. But we've got the backhoe, and they've been out there clearing some land and building roads. We've got 50 chicks being raised in the basement, in one of the basements of the buildings. So one of the new vets is learning how to do it this year, and he's in charge of all the babies. We've had a couple injuries with the ducks, so we've got an infirmary going in the basement also. And then there wasn't enough food a couple times in the where the babies are being cared for, and so they started cannibalizing each other. So we had to separate the ones that were all damaged, force feed them Motrin. And if you think changing your socks is a bitch, try putting socks on a baby chick. We were told that's not necessary. So they stayed over at my house while they recuperated, and we fixed the problem, and now they're back in. We've only lost one baby chick. We couldn't save it, so we're down to 49. We have an incubator, and we're going to start grabbing duck eggs out of their nests here in the next week or two, and we're going to get up to 40 duck eggs, and we're going to hatch them. Because we do have male ducks, and we have a pond, and we've witnessed major duck fucking going on in puddles, in the pond, on land. The ducks, man. When they say, if you ever heard fuck like a duck, it's a sight to behold.
Now, you guys built that pond, right?
Sounds like the ground is very moist.
Moist. That's a word we don't use on the radio because everybody gets
weird. We're working on a major event here at the farm for the 4th of July this year. We're going to hold it here. We're running it. If you're a vet organization or a vet business or something, and you would like to set up a booth, just contact Bo at info@dvradio.net or myself at info@dvfarm. There is no charge. We're going to have live music. We're going to have food, events, and it's an open house. It's a good time to come down, spend the day, and check out what we do here and listen to some good music. And then at the end of the day, we're going to blow a ton of shit up. Contrary to what the haters say, every good DV loves explosions. So we're also going to have one of the coolest things is we're going to try to, you know, for the kids, we're going to have things of, you know, booths or something where it's like a carnival game. And it's like experience what it's like to be in the Army or in the Marines, and you have to complete this task, and you tell the kids what the task is, and then they're tested on it, but they're given all the wrong tools and the wrong directions to complete the task with, you know, just kind of simulate what it's like.
Well, as long as they could draw penises on the tree or portage on, they'll pass the Marine Corps.
We call it an Arby's hat.
Spaceships. We need spaceships on everything.
We're gonna have duck bombing.
That sounds messy.
We're gonna have. We're gonna hopefully.
But should number two be good with at that?
So that coming up also ties in with Flags for the Fallen, which is being organized and run this year by Howard Berry. Howard Berry is the father of Staff Sergeant Berry, who was at the Fort Hood shooting and helped save a lot of people. And consequently, I think was part of why he was one of the 22. His father has been on all the major networks fighting Congress with this whole thing, trying to get his son recognized. But what he's doing is he's raising awareness this year by going to all 50 states and setting up these flags for the fallen. And it's a month's worth of flags of 22 vets a day that commit suicide. It's a visual representation. He chose the DV farm for New Hampshire. So we're going to either, I think it's going to kick off on that. So he'll be here. A lot of our moderators and volunteers will be here. So, yeah, if you're interested, just mark that on your calendar. Come up to Gilsum, New Hampshire, and we're going to be raising money for the farm. So you need to bring money. If you don't have money, just bring your ass here. So I know Chappie is trying to make it up here. I know PTS Dog's going to have a booth. Disgruntled's going to have a booth. Who else? There's some other people, too. But come on up. Maybe
yeah, we're talking about maybe coming down for that as well. I'm still waiting for some more correspondence between Bo and myself. We might be able to work something out as well.
Well, thinking about if I can get, most likely we'll have pack of potties or porta shitters here, but yeah, it's gonna be a good time. I've got one person's in charge of the bands and stuff, and hopefully we can maybe get a couple comedians. I also like to present some awards to some of my long time volunteers, and just I think it'll be the first time that a good chunk of everybody in the organization might be in one spot, because they're all over the country. And that's why when I do these road trips, yes, it's supposed to promote the DV farm and the DV organization, but I try to meet as many of the volunteers, because without them, you know, from the moderators who run the page that do DV radio, that do the forum site for people who want privacy, you know, it's my only chance to see them in person. So, and then meet people that are dying and stuff like a cancer and shit, you know, before they die. So,
yeah. Aww, you just made me sad.
You know what makes me sad? Fucking people who put ketchup on a hot dog.
That's random.
I put ketchup on my hot dog, so.
Then you put it on your mac and cheese too, then, don't you?
Nope, but if I don't have a chili for my Coney dog, I gotta put something on it.
Yeah. Well, I knew a guy that worked at the Chow Hall at Fort Campbell, and he wanted to get, you know, he couldn't get off. He had to do breakfast and lunch, and it was off of the day. And if he had a hot date or something, he would spread a rumor around that, you know, the hot dogs, just be careful. He says some of them got veins in them, and half the fucking unit wouldn't go to chow.
Smart man.
Yeah.
That Marines would still eat it. I mean,
I'm not a gynecologist, but I'll take a look.
Yeah. Our chow hall in Camp Lejeune was right across the street from like the waste disposal or waste recycling center or something like that. So outside that building was this worst smell. So it's a great spot for a chow hall, and we still ate there every day. So,
Did they serve crayons?
Only when we were good, and so very rarely.
Now, you know, my farm manager's a Marine, and I did another crayon joke today, and he just was like, that's pretty good. I've never heard a crayon joke before. He was using sarcasm on me. But.
Well, that's like my first interview question now when we hire admin. If they say they're Marines, I ask them what's their favorite color so I can order them. It's just habit now.
I like the misprinted forest screen with the brown dot crayons. They're a misprint, very rare. They're a rare delicacy, but if you can find it, make sure you set it to the side. You know,
I'm gonna have to order a super size pack.
I want to know what you do with all the eggs, DV6. With for all these chickens that you have now, what are you gonna do with all these eggs? All
right, so that's a so what we do is we have the vets, you know, use the eggs first, and then we have what the amount of chickens we have right now. We have enough for the house and the vets here, and then we have between duck and chicken, we have one restaurant that's lined up that buys all our eggs at the end of the week. Now, with these 50 chicks, in three to four months, they're going to start laying, and there'll be little eggs for like a month. They'll be like miniature eggs. And then after that, they'll be full grown. So I'm working on lining up another few restaurants to buy these eggs. And even if I have more than I can handle, we have a men's shelter in town and a community kitchen and vets that are in the area that we know of that could use eggs. We give it to them, you know.
Now, are all these chickens the same breed or are they mixed breeds?
No, we've got three different of the 50 we just got. We got Golden Comets, couple Roadie Reds. One they named Samuel Jackson because he's huge, and Golden Comets and Bahama Mamas is what I call them.
All right, so what color eggs are we looking at? Are you gonna?
I think they're all normal. I didn't get the one bird that lays the Easter eggs, the green and the
yeah. I got in my fridge right now. I got blue ones. I got green ones. I got a purple tint one.
I got ones that are gonna do well on the farm here. They got to withstand extreme cold and they're prolific egg layers and they're friendly and shit. So
that's very cool.
Yeah. And then of course the ducks too. Once we get some more land cleared, the next project maybe for next year is we're going to get some cattle. We've got a university in Maine that's willing to donate the longhorn. The ones, I forget the name of it. But, yeah, we're going to start with that, and then we'll have our own beef.
I was going to say, now if we visit, does that mean fresh steak?
If one's been, you know, gone to butcher. But we're looking at, you know, from start to finish. Like, if I was given a calf today, you're looking at a year, you know. So, unless there's an accident.
Well, with you driving that backhoe, I mean.
So let me tell you a little story. So, one of my guys, I'm not gonna, I doubt he's listening to disgruntled, but anytime
I know you have faith in this podcast or a radio show.
Once we have these, I have morning meetings, house meetings, and stuff. Put out information, get information, find out who's got appointments, and in general, you know, anything that needs to be put out, just like formation. And I wanted to let everybody know, make sure you got a radio with you when you're leaving the immediate area, because it has been confirmed. We have bears in the area. One of my neighbors, our next door neighbor, the next property over, has seen them, physically seen them. And no shit, no sooner than the next day, the radio's lighting up. Mike, I think we just saw, there's a bear up here. I just saw it. I'm like, okay, all right, yep, all right, okay. So I go up there and there's no bear tracks. None. I've actually walked the whole property. There's no bear poop. All right, and then the next day I put out that there might be, you know, wolves or something around. And then later that afternoon they're free, and here comes the, I just saw a wolf. I just stay right there. I'm on my way up. And I come up there in the pickup truck. All right, where did you see it? It came from over there. I was like, what color was it? It was a black wolf. Okay. So I'm looking. He showed me where the dog came from, the wolf, the black wolf came from, and where it went back to. I go, yeah, that's our neighbor, and he has a black dog. It wasn't a dog. This thing was huge. I was like, yep, that's his dog. Are you sure? Yeah. So today, I put out that, hey, guys, I just wanted to let you know that one of our neighbors just wanted to let, is giving us a heads up. There's illegal squatters. If you see anybody out there, you know, just let me know and stuff, because they're illegal squatters. So that was put out around 4:30 this afternoon. So I'm going to wait and see how long before they start spotting people out there. There's nobody back there.
Yeah. Are you going to come in the following day and you're going to be like, we found out who they were. They're you guys. You got a place now. Come on.
What they're doing, it's great. You know, it's watching. I have the privilege and the pleasure of watching some of these guys when they come through. I mean, they're a mess. And the ones that truly, you know, we're not your typical program. I'm running it. So, like, if somebody comes here, and it's happened before, that thinks they're just going to game the system, you know, this isn't a government-run program or anything. This is actually, you know, a lot of hard work, for a lot of money for myself and my closest friends put to get this thing going and stuff like that. So we want to help those who truly want to help themselves. And but to see some of these guys that are truly, you know, I'll bust their balls and all that, but they get it and they're working the system, you know, or not working the system against it. I mean, they're getting what they need to, and watching them change from the day they come in to where they're at now is amazing. It's amazing. You know, and the common theme is being homeless beats the hell out of you. I didn't really deal with it, but I guess it's common, though. The self-respect and self-esteem and feeling worthy, you know, they're missing that. And sort of like when you go in the military, too. You know how they, you know, when you come out of, you know, after however long, you know, hey, I can do this. You know, you got to remind them where they come at. And that's what's also helpful, too, is that anytime people start feeling sorry, you guys are veterans, man, you know, or if they start fucking up, or if they need more supervision. What? You guys really want me to babysit you? Really? So, I throw that out there.
At least, you know, tell me a bedtime story, because your voice helps me sleep at night.
and the other
thing. Can we have story time for six?
Only one guy here is older than me. The rest have got, like, they're 20, 30 years younger than me. So that... Oh man, I'm so tired. I'm like, dude, I'm 52 years old, man. Come on. And I'm crippled. And I only got one really good hand to use. Nah. I don't
know what you use it for.
Do you see my scare? This is the crippled one. Hold on, I gotta shut my camera off if I haven't already. Where's the camera button? You see the screenshot?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the crippled one.
That's my crippled hand.
Oh, God. That sounds like Bo. And then
I film like Michael J. Fox, apparently, is what they tell me on the page when I go live. All right, so that's what's going on the farm. If you want more updates, check out the DV page. Click on the video tab. We pretty much do one every other week or every – I try to do one. I have to do mail call tomorrow because I have or this week because I have 3 or 4 checks here, letters and donations that need to get some airtime. So anyhow.
How do you keep track of it? Do you have like how do you keep track of your schedule?
Well, I try to keep it as the whole trick to everything with people with TBIs is keep a routine, unless you're driving, and then don't take the same way every time. So that's fun. It's an adventure. But no, so Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays are certain days. Monday, Wednesdays, and Thursdays are a particular day. And then, you know, those things at the end of the week, those are weekend days. Does that help?
Not at all, but... He uses notes, lots
hey,
and lots of notes.
Hey, you're better than me. I have to have a calendar for to know which day is which, so good on you.
Oh.
I don't know if you can see it here, but...
Hold on. How do I do this? I'd have to... Which camera am I using?
The front one.
Hold on. I'll put it in your thing. I'll show you. I'm very well organized.
Yeah, if you see my webcam, the entire thing on the wall, that's my 4-month calendar. I have this gigantic, like, 5-foot wall sticker. That's my calendar.
I need one of those.
Take a picture. Ooh. My phone says you're out of space.
Oh, your memory's full.
Yeah.
You don't have a memory card?
Oh, does it have? I don't know.
You probably need a micro SD card, then to transfer everything over onto it.
You're listening to Tech Talk. DB6 Tech Talk tutorial time.
Hey, I remember when he couldn't even turn on the computer and get it to work right, so.
Just add water.
No. Or you missed the show where in the middle of DV Radio, he's making ice cream and can't figure out what's taking so long, and everybody listening's going, rock salt? Did you put salt on the ice? He comes back and he's like, I used Italian salt or something like that. We're all going, yeah, it's not the same. I think he found rock salt eventually. I just don't know how the ice cream turned out. And he's currently, like, trying to figure out his phone, so he's not listening.
I just saw the door move in Six's webcam, so.
Yeah, look who just joined us.
Now we have the star of the show.
Storm!
Come here. Come here.
But see, our listeners can't actually see what we can see, so we're sitting
and
here.
That's good on them, because I think I see a jar of peanut butter, so you know what, they have it better than we do.
And my whole screen just, we got about 5 minutes left, so Toden, you're supposed to be famous for talking, talk.
Oh, I'll give him something to talk about. Hold on.
Put your peanut butter up, Six.
Spell his name, Toden. I spelled it with an R.
There's not even an R.
Well, I am a pirate, so yar.
There you go. This will motivate you to talk.
You should be afraid.
I am very afraid.
Oh.
What am I looking at? Let's see here. Well, that's just talented, but no one else could see that, so. It's some talented circus Olay stuff, so. Which I see a lot of weird stuff like that when I go to conventions. On my YouTube channel, youtube.com/ToneandK, you can see a lot of conventions with cosplay and zombies. So many zombie walks and crawls. it's really cool, but. The main thing we're doing is the podcast, which is Media Litter Sandwich, which is media creators from the world around creating media. And that includes networking and entrepreneurship and writing and all sorts of stuff. And that's pretty much what it is. We pretty much bring somebody on, do an interview, either about how they market or self-publish. The most recent person we had on is the internet's most used composer. You've heard this guy's music. His name's Kevin MacLeod. His music's been in over 80 million or some number like that of YouTube videos, and you can't go to a film festival without being bombarded by his music. And not to mention he's a professional composer. His music's been in Doctor Who and cartoons and all sorts of stuff. Definitely check that out. That probably just got released the week that this podcast is released, I assume. I don't know.
Well, since we're going to do our sales pitch, I'll start on, check us out on Facebook, Disgruntled Vets or Disgruntled Discussions. And if we like you, the Disgruntled Underground. And since DV6 isn't paying attention, you can find them on Dysfunctional Vets, DV Radio, DV Farm, all on Facebook, Then there's dvradio.net to go listen. They also have their little private, you know, the shit that'll get you banned, or you don't want your cousin's uncle's brother's nephew to spy on your conversation. They have the DV Barracks. So he's still doing God knows what. So I think
I'm trying to figure out how to delete it without.
Don't forget to go check out the DV store, where we also sell our disgruntled shit. See, I think I got it all in. Wait a minute, how many pages do you have? Let's see. That's all of them. We have some more disgruntled soldier.
You have s'mores?
S'mores? No, no s'mores.
I want s'mores. Oh.
We've got disgruntled soldier, disgruntled underground, disgruntled discussions. I think that's all of them. I need a calendar. I need something. Jeez, anyway, folks, let me see the time. All right, before we say goodbye, DV6, any last words?
Archie Bunker. He said, back in my day, we called cougars what they were, old whores.
Advice to live by. Toden, any last words?
Just if you're interested in any of my stuff, you just check out Toden.com or YouTube.com/ToadenK or MediaLitterSandwich.com.
Yeah, because I never can remember the name, and I'm pretty sure I've given it a new nickname every time I've brought it up. But with that, you've been listening to Disgruntled Discussions with Nevermore, Toden, DV6, only on DV Radio, powered by us disgruntled vets. And I said that back ass words, but I don't care. On DVR, WDVR. There we go. Shit. Bye-bye. DV Radio.